September 3rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, spiritual fortitude is a rarity these days. The world is winning out in many arenas of spiritual battles. It requires a strong resolve to maintain a firm faith these days. Most people do not notice where their faith is. Is it strong or weak in the midst of the crisis of faith these days? Fortitude does not come into play unless the soul recognizes the battle between good and evil. You cannot win a war unless you engage in battle. Once the war is recognized, fortitude is the weapon against weakness. Pray for the spiritual enlightenment of all souls so that they recognize the enemy of spiritual fortitude and engage this enemy in battle. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.